we fill it?
So you'll spill it.
What will it be tonight?
Red
or white?
As in a blend of burgundy.
Drink wine.
Spill tea.
Hey everyone, I'm Jamie.
And I'm CJ, and this is
Drink Wine, Spill Tea.
The podcast where we talk about anything and everything, but with a sense of humor.
So pour yourself a glass of wine.
Put in your AirPods.
And let's spill some tea.
That was the funniest we both sounded where we were like, hey, everybody.
I really feel like it's because I made us dinner before this.
It was so good.
Thank you. But I used so much like whole like regular yogurt in it. And I don't usually eat dairy. And so dairy like makes me really phlegmy and mucousy and makes me like kind of sick.
How are you feeling?
It's so worth it. It's so
worth
it.
Are you feeling sick?
I'll feel sick like later tonight.
It was so good. She made like, I don't even know how to explain it. It was like cauliflower.
I'll tell you.
With like, yeah, okay.
It was roasted spiced cauliflower with like a garlic yogurt sauce. No. You say it. I think when you
it
say
was
it.
Spiced yogurt sauce. And there was some, your hands are so cold.
I know.
There was some pomegranate seeds in it and some parsley. It tasted very like Mediterranean, like cauliflower. And it was so yummy. And then there was a thing that was like a pastry called a galette. And it's like a pie, but like flipped all upside down with some things in it.
Yes, it was a roasted vegetable galette.
I don't know what the fuck that means. Do you think our listeners know what that means?
I think that some people will know what a galette is.
I've never heard that a day in my life.
It's a pastry.
I thought you were talking about the shaving cream.
No.
I know that's Gillette.
Yeah, like, no, it's a pastry. And then I also made the salsa verde. I made that.
Oh, that was so good too.
Thanks. I told you.
Jamie like, can cook.
You thought I was lying.
No, I never thought that you were lying.
I am a chef. Please refer to me as chef.
I make really good chicken stir fry.
Sounds delish.
It is really good.
Delish, delish.
I'll make it sometime.
Yeah.
Do you eat chicken?
Yes.
I couldn't remember. Fish and fowl.
Fish and fowl.
Fish and fowl.
Yeah, you get it. You know.
Yeah, always.
Well, we brought you here today.
Gathered you here today.
To discuss. Fleabag.
Something I finally started watching. Listen, I just want to make a public apology to Jemay that it had taken so long for me to watch a show that she recommends that we will recap. But listen, it's just been a chaotic couple of weeks. But I finally started watching it.
And I understand that, you know, because I was upset because I've watched so much TV.
You have.
That you've made me watch. And I suggest a wee show. 20-minute episodes, 2 seasons, and he wouldn't watch it.
No, it's not that I wouldn't watch it. It's just that it was not my top priority. It wasn't.
It's okay.
But now it's one of my top priorities.
And you've watched a couple episodes.
And it's so good.
And first impressions. Like, what do you think?
First impressions is that the writing is brilliant. I love that it's like kind of, it's a comedic, but it also has like some depth to it. I love shows like that.
Yeah.
And I think that it's like I'm not usually like a big fan of like British humor. Like, I don't get it. Like, it's usually very over my head, but this feels like a nice introduction to that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like a way where it's like it's not necessarily British humor, but it's like a British based TV show, and I can still like watch it and like laugh along and like understand and not feel like an idiot.
Yeah, I will say I do think that this is one of the shows that you do need to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, I mean, you were like, oh, what is that, like, piece of statue? And I was
right.
Like, oh, that's the piece that she stole from her stepmom.
Right, and I completely missed that.
Yeah, so it's, like, those, like, little things. But, like, once you notice those little things, you're like, holy shit. I agree. I think the writing is, like, top
it
level.
It really is. And, like, I love that she, the main character, has, like, all of these, like, sides where it's, like, she'll, like, say something and then, like, address the audience. But it's, like, also seamless and in the same kind of, like, monologue or scene that she's having with her like scene partner, and it's just really cool. It reminds me of like a play, like as if it were to be like
a soliloquy.
Yeah, like little asides to the audience that like where like a little spotlight comes on her or something, and she's like, I don't know.
I think it's so great too, because I think, well, first of all, I think it's just truly it's such a weird and unique way to do television, because she looks right at the camera and includes us, makes asides to us, so you feel like you're kind of part of her, which I really like. So that way when awkward things happen to her, I feel kind of like they're happening to me. And I'm just like, oh, but I think it's so good because it makes me so emotionally connected.
She's also very realistic, approachable character. And that is like, I feel like so important, especially right now, because I feel like for the most part, a lot of like the leads of TV shows, especially women, are like very like unattainable. You know what I mean? And like she feels like a very like, just everyday gal.
Homie, yeah.
Yeah, that's like, there's nothing like extraordinarily plain about her, but there's nothing extraordinarily like extraordinary about her. Like she's just truly just like a woman, like a, you know.
Yeah, I also think that that Fleabag is one of my favorite depictions of a sister relationship, mm-hmm. because it's like, you could legitimately hate your sister, but then 2 seconds later, you're fine. Like right. I think it's just the most realistic version of that, where you could fight and then you're fine. But it's like, you could be so mad, but you will have their back, like, no matter what. And like, having a sister is like messy and right. like, you know, all this stuff. But like, at the end of the day, you know, I just love their relationship.
You know what? That's actually a very good point, and I've never thought about that. Like, I mean, I don't have a sister, but I have two brothers, and my relationship with both my brothers, even them individually, I would say is very unique for brothers, period. And I have never seen a depiction of brothers or siblings in a TV show or movie or anything that I can relate to and see and say like, oh, that's just like me and my brothers.
Yes.
That's so interesting. I never thought about that, though.
Because they always... Wow. I feel like films, like, romanticize, like, sibling relationships, you know? And there's nothing romantic about a person who you don't have a choice that you, like... This person knows everything embarrassing, weird, gross, during your awkward times, during what's it, they know way too much information about you, but right. they're your chosen life partners. Like, right. you're going through life with these people. Like there's just no choice, but they're also the only ones who understand, like, your family, what right. you go to. And it's so funny because I don't think, I mean, you have your experience with your brothers, I have my experience with my sister. I don't think that you talk to anyone the way you talk to your sibling. Like, I could literally be like, oh my fucking God, but so annoyed. But then 2 seconds later, we're going out, right? Like, it's like that kind of right. thing. I remember when I was working at ABC Kitchen, I was working like a baby shower that they were having. And one of the servers was like, yeah, tried to tell me something. I was like, oh, you mean with the sisters? And he was like, what? How do you know that they're sisters? And I was like, I can just tell by the way that they're talking to each other.
Right.
Because... one of them was like, are you kidding me? You didn't bring it? And then the other one was like, oh my God, it's literally right here. And they were like talking to each other like that. And then 2 seconds later, they were giggling and laughing over their phones. I was like, they're sisters.
Oh my God.
And then he came up to me later, like 10 minutes later, he was like, you're right, they're sisters. How did you know? And I'm like, because you don't talk to anyone the way you talk to your sister. Like,
that's so funny.
You could just tell.
See, I feel like my brothers and I definitely have like a different relationship than that. But like, I do also agree that there is like that moment of like, 1 minute you're like, literally fuck, like, shut the fuck up, like, why are you doing that? And the next minute being like, all right, give me a beer. Like,
yeah, yeah.
But like, it's definitely different than that, but like, it still has like some relevance to that.
Because also, no one can get under your skin like your sibling can.
Oh
right?
my God.
Like no one could just get under your skin.
I don't know. My dad gets under my skin more than both of my brothers do, I think.
I feel like your dad is more like your brother than like...
Sometimes.
I feel like your oldest brother is kind of like your dad, and then your dad is like your brother.
He really kind of is. Like my... Oh, that's honestly so funny that you say that, because the way that my brother talks to me sometimes, my oldest brother, I truly am like, and when did you birth me? Like, and what right do you have to tell me how I should... Like, shut the fuck up. Like, just because you are a dad does not mean you're my dad. But then my dad talks to me and I literally am like, you're an idiot. Why are you talking like that? And then the next minute I'm like, can I have $10?
Yes.
Like, wait, but you're going to get this, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's such a... I wanted to be... Like, my new mission, I think, will be to, like, find a brother film where it's... But...
You know what? I thought Onward was going to be that, because I do have a very special relationship with, I mean, I have a special relationship with both my brothers, but like, full transparency, I'm definitely, like, one of them is, like, 8 years older than me, essentially. Yeah. Well, seven and a half years older than me. So the age difference is, like, just the right amount where it's, like, we can understand each other enough, but there's a lot that we don't understand about each other. Where it's, my other brother is 5 years older than me, and while that still might feel like a lot, it's, like, again, the perfect amount where we get each other just a little bit more than what my oldest brother gets. And yeah. they get each other very well on a lot of levels because they're only 2 years apart. But there's still, like, that weird, I don't know. It's just, like, the perfect, I don't know if it's just, like, the year that it is or whatever, but there's, like, that very specific difference between all three of us. And I think that's, like, a little bit difficult. But I thought that Onward was going to be the Disney Pixar movie. I thought it was going to be, like, that representation of, like, brothers, where it was, like, because one of them was just, like, a little bit different and one of them was, like, pretty head-on, like, your quote-unquote, like, normal guy. And I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be the movie that really does it for me. Like, it's gonna click and I'm going to, like, sob because it was about their dad and stuff. And I...
Did you watch it?
I watched most of it.
I sobbed so
it's
hard.
So, no, it's so good.
But it didn't quite hit that thing.
No, it didn't hit that thing, but I really, really thought it was going to because, again, like, my older brother, Drew, could not be more different than me. If you, like, literally, like, wrote a dictionary definition of difference, but we still have so many qualities that, like, make us, like, bonded that I thought for sure, I was like, oh, that's going to be the one that gets me because there's nothing that makes me cry harder than when I think about Drew Bathiani. I'm telling you, he, like, for some reason, my dad gave this speech at his rehearsal dinner. Well, actually, the first speech he gave, we just laughed at him because when my dad cries, it's really funny. But I was truly just like, wow, damn. Like, and when I gave the speech about my brother, I was like, oh my God, wait, I love him. Like, I love my brother.
What about Parenthood? Does that, like, do justice to, like, maybe
no, because, again, like, all the siblings are, like, I think it's the stereotypes. You know what I'm saying?
Because I think Parenthood is, like, a stereotype of siblings.
Well, and, like, I don't feel like my brothers and I fit under a normal category of siblings. Like, I just don't think that we fit that. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's why, like, I haven't found something where it's, like, I can look at it and be like, oh, that's just like me and Drew, or that's just like me and Bert. Because they're just so different.
Yeah.
Like, there's not many families that have, like, two ridiculously heteronormative boys and then one very gay one. But then, for some reason, they're all extremely different and all extremely similar at the same time. I don't know.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Maybe I'll write one.
I mean... You should. I just feel like this is the first time that I felt I was watching their relationship and I was just like, yeah, right. Yeah, this gets me good. But moving on from that.
I was pissing myself, wait, really quick. The episode that we watched earlier today, they were literally talking about their dead mom's farts. And I was just like, this is so funny.
And it's
like, that is fully what, like, I would, like, if my grandma passed away, like, the first thing that I would think about, like, I would, like, laugh about with somebody would be like, wow, she really ripped ass a lot, huh? Like, that smells like grandma's farts.
But it's also the real conversations that you have with your sibling.
Yeah.
It's like just that random,
we love laughing about
weird
my grandma's farts.
Stuff. Yeah. And yeah.
Or my dad's.
Amazing.
My grandma and my dad honestly are cut from the same cloth. Whether they like to realize it or not. And it's different families, by the way. My mom's mom and my dad are essentially the same person, and I'm really sorry, Dad. You are.
Okay, so who do you think your favorite character is currently, and who do you think it's going to be?
I really like Boo.
Her friend?
Yeah, I really like her friend a lot, and I didn't realize that she...
Yeah, you loved that line.
Spoiler alert, but, like, isn't alive.
Yeah.
It's a lot of flashbacks of her. I didn't realize that at first, and I guess I really just missed that.
I know, that's why it's one of those shows where you have to pay attention.
You can't look at your phone for a second, and, like, because I really, I mean, I did what you told me to do. I was like, I'm not going to look at my phone while I'm watching this. But, like, you know, every once in a while you instinctually, like, I get a text and I grab my phone and look at it. But, like, you literally miss, like, an important detail, clearly. And I didn't realize that she was dead until we were just watching the most recent episode that we watched.
Because,
but I like her a lot. I like her delivery. I think that she's really funny.
Yeah, and really personable. And if you don't know the show, they do don't listen to this part if you want to watch it. But they show like little clips of her just like panicking on like the sidewalk. And it, they get longer and longer. So it's like more and more you start to put the pieces together that she like stepped
like
into the street.
Murder.
Yeah, that she like stepped into the street and like committed suicide. And you can like kind of like put together at like this point because, I mean, she just said it. She was like, she dated the guy across the hall.
Yeah.
And then he slept with someone else.
Right.
So it's like, and she just said that in this episode. So it's like, you can kind of like, you're starting to put together the pieces, like why she's sad, like why she's like having this like cafe. And it's just like really fucking good.
It just feels like very like real. Like you're just like watching like a documentary about someone's life.
Yeah. But like you are a part of it.
Yeah. I really like her. And I really like the main character a lot.
We don't know her name.
Yeah, I cannot think of her
name. No, you don't say it. Like, because you are her. Like you're in her mind.
Oh, really?
No one says her name. You don't know what her, like, yeah.
What?
It's just girl, like lady. Like,
oh, wait, I'm obsessed with that. I love it even more. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
I thought that you just couldn't remember it.
No.
So, I'm obsessed with that. I think that I'm going to like the sister. Right now, I like their relationship, but I'm not obsessed with her.
Yeah.
I hate the sister's husband. I think that he's gross, and I know that that's the point. And I'm waiting for something to switch where I suddenly like him because I feel like that's what they want. But who knows? I don't like him, though, at all.
No, and we were talking about this earlier. It's so interesting that he's American.
Yeah.
And that they made the American character this gross,
unbearable,
overly sexual, white man.
Drunk man.
Drunk white man. Yeah. Like just
so
absolutely
gross,
nasty. And first of all, that actor is also in Stranger Things and he's also in something
else. Other things too. I'm
recently. But a lot of stuff. And he's a great actor. He always plays like the weird characters. And I think he has good comedic timing, you know, and stuff like that. But oh yeah, his character is absolutely teeth grating.
No, I hate him. I hate him. I think that I'm gonna keep hating him. Oh, I also hate the boyfriend.
Or like which one? The one with the teeth, or like the
no,
one?
No, I love the one with the teeth. I think he's so funny.
Yeah, when he's like, oh,
he's like, oh, oh my god, oh, thank you so. Oh my god,
yeah,
like, it's just so funny. Like he is such like a quintessential like. Like, I'm so like that with, like, my boyfriend's friends. I'm like, oh, my God, thank you so, oh, my God.
Trying to be, overly
yeah.
show that you're involved
yeah.
and, like, that you're a good person.
Like, I'm, like, listening to their conversation. Not, like, this
actively
specific,
listening?
Yeah, not, like, my current boyfriend and his, because I actually really, I'm, like, friends with his friends. But, like, I definitely, in the past, like, with my ex-boyfriend's very Catholic, annoying friends, like, pretending, like, I gave a shit about what they had to say. Like, I was literally like, oh. Oh, no. Oh, my God. That's crazy that they did that. No, oh, stop. Like, and that's just, like, what he reminds me of, and I think it's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
But the boyfriend that's, like, and I'm never coming back. Don't even, like, we're never going to see each other again. Like, don't even try to find me.
Yeah.
Like, okay, wait, maybe I like him.
But it's the one where he's like, breaks up with her and then starts cleaning the apartment.
Yeah,
yeah,
and then he's like, and this time I'm not going to clean it because you know what? It actually looks pretty nice. Yeah. He goes, he's like, you know what? I think that we should actually not masturbate. And she's like, I don't even know how to do that. And then he's like, because I think that like it'll like make our sex life better. And like, I hid your vibrator. And she's like, wait, what? And then he's like, I think we should surprise each other once a day. And she snuck up on him in the shower with a knife and was like, I surprised you. He was so mad. And then he broke up with her because he was like, I don't want to be this guy, but I was looking at my H&M search history. And I found some other search history on the computer. He's like, anal, bondage, BDSM. And it was like, tickling. Coochie. Like, all this stuff. And she's sitting there like, I don't know. don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Like, it's like lesbian, gay. And then he's like, I'm leaving. Don't expect to ever see me again. And you know what? This time I'm not even clean because it looks pretty good. I was like, wait, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But he's so whiny and annoying that I don't like him.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. Like, it's just supposed to be like.
But that's
yeah.
hilarious.
So, that's what I'm saying. The writing is just so. You are just there with her.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. So what do you think is like, so where we just stopped, do you want to say where we just stopped?
Well, she like, it was like her sister's birthday.
Yeah.
They left. So she is like, basically just like, it feels as though that like she's like searching for something like a little bit greater, maybe something love related, but like she's also just like kind of like,
yeah.
Like, mind-numbingly, like, doing her thing. You know what I mean? Like, she's, like, sleeping. She's, like, going on dates with guys and sleeping with them, but she's not, like, using them. It's not, like, a form of therapy. She's just, like, not really, like, invested in, like, really anything. That's, like, kind of what it feels like right now.
Yeah. So, they just had her sister's party. Her sister's husband just tried to kiss her and then called asshole. So, she left. And, you know, they saw the guinea pig, and she just, like, had that moment with the guinea pig because she feels like Boo is, like, kind of, like, in the guinea pig, like there with her.
Yeah, and she tried to kill it for a hot sec.
Yeah, and you could tell that she's, like, depressed and trying to get over something,
but it's,
like, you don't really, like, know.
Definitely
like what her demons are right now.
I want to know.
What do you think is going to happen? Like, what do you think, like, how the season wraps up?
I really don't know. Like, I swear I don't think I could tell you, like, a single, like, concrete thing that I think. I mean, I would think that, like, maybe she eventually tells her sister that her husband is, like, a douchebag.
Oh, it's the worst.
I think that she hopefully finds somebody that, like, gives a shit about her a little bit more that isn't that guy with the weird teeth. I think that, like, she kind of has, like, maybe, like, a come-to-Jesus moment with this little guinea pig. I love that guinea pig.
Love that little guinea pig.
But, like, I don't know. I want to know why it's called Fleabag.
Wait, I think that's her name.
Her name is Fleabag?
Or that's just, like, what she calls herself. Wait, hold on. Yeah, the first line is, a dry-witted woman known only as Fleabag.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's, like, yeah, oh, so good. I also like with, like, British, and this is something that Ricky Gervais has said when he, like, made The Office. I think it's only, like, the British Office is only, like, 2 or 3 seasons.
Mm.
But he was like, but I know that in American television when they were, like, Americans, like, want things to last for, like, seasons and seasons, whereas in Britain we don't make things to last. We make, like, 1 to 3 seasons of something. So it's, like, I think that's, like, a very, like, British thing to only have, like, 2 seasons. Because I know she was just like, yeah, I'm done, I don't have anything else to say. If I have something else to say, I'll say it. And I really admire that with,
that's
like,
true.
The British TV culture where it's, like, instead of forcing content,
right.
where it, you know, it, like, jumps the shark a little bit, you make things when you have something to say. And when you don't have anything else to say, you move on to the next thing you have something to say
right.
about.
That's true.
Which is something that I admire.
No, that's definitely true. I think that, I mean, I personally love when there's, like, 8 seasons of something because I'm like, oh, I can watch all of it. But at the same time, I do know that seasons 5 and 6 are probably going to be really bad.
Example A.
Gossip Girl. Horrible.
Horrid. Literal garbage.
It's exclusively, like, almost every single TV show, seasons 5 and 6 are going to be pretty rough.
Except of The Office. It didn't get bad till season 8.
Yeah. How to Get Away with Murder? Bad. Scandal? Bad.
I think I stopped.
Grey's Anatomy? Oh, wait, no. Grey's Anatomy 5 and 6 are 2 of the best seasons.
Yeah.
Matt just got to, he's on season 4. So he does this thing, sorry to sidebar, but like he does this thing where it's like in the, when we get to the finale. So there's a rule that he always has to watch the finale.
Does he look it up?
No, he knows nothing about what's going to happen in Grey's Anatomy. Isn't that insane?
No, I love that, though.
Not a single death, not a single anything. It's love crazy. It. I know, I'm obsessed. I'm like, it's like I'm raising a child.
I can't wait to the end of season six.
I know. Don't say it because he listens. He's a fan.
You're obsessed with me. I almost said exactly what
I can't wait until Meredith blows up in space. But so he keeps doing this thing where he like, well, multiple things, but one is that we made it a rule that he cannot watch the finale unless I'm there. So if it's like an episode before the finale, he has to wait. And so I'm like, okay. So then I'm there when he watches it. But so far, he just started season four. The first three finales, he verbatim says, babe, this finale is boring. And I'm like, okay, what finale do you know that is exciting before the last 30 seconds? Shut up. And also, I'm like, just fucking wait. And also, I tell him, I'm like, listen, you're in season three. I promise you will have much more exciting season finales. So take the boring ones while you can.
I almost just talked more about the season six finale.
Matt has another thing coming because also, and it, like, he'll literally be like, he's so like over George right now. He's like, George is like on his way out. And I literally am like, first of all, you are George. That's why you don't like him. Matt and George are the same character, I promise you.
You also thought he looked like What's-Her-Face, maybe from Arrested Development. And I just want to say publicly and on this podcast, no.
But they are very similar. No, Matt, maybe? No, George and Matt. Oh, George and Matt.
Okay. I don't know.
It's true. Matt is just like a little bit more like put together. Like Matt is the more put together, like, handsome, like, suave version of George. It's like George if he were good at picking girls up.
Okay.
But also Matt is a gay man, but still. But also, he does this thing where he'll be like, something very important will be happening on the episode, and he'll look at me and start talking about something that's happening on the show. And the other night, I literally looked up and I said, shut up, watch. He was like, okay, I'm sorry. And he like watched and I was like, you get. And then
that's
like
how I need you to be with Fleabag, with yourself. I need you to tell yourself to shut up and watch.
But I've been doing that.
I wanted to say it publicly.
Okay, great. But like, and then he'll ask a question later. He'll be like, wait, so what happened with that? And I go, you know why? Because you were talking when it happened. And it makes me so mad. But basically, he's in for Rude Awakening, but at the end of season three, he was like, who's this girl in a bar? And then I'm watching it with him, and then she goes, hi, I'm Lexi Gray. And he went, Lexi Gray? Like, who is she? Is it her cousin? And I was like,
idiot.
Fucking cousin.
If I may, Lexi is my favorite character.
If I may, Lexi is also my favorite character. I told him that. He was like, I don't know about this girl. And I said, no, Lexi Gray is my favorite character. And he went, you also said George is your favorite character. And I said, yes. Lexi and George are my two favorite characters. Callie's there. He loves Callie.
Loves Callie. Seven Ramirez.
Addison is there. This is like we're getting into prime Grey's Anatomy. I
love Addison.
Addison is one of the best
characters. I love the way she talks. I love how
him and his roommate think that if they were, because we were talking about like who would be if they were a character, and his roommate said, I think you'd be Addison. And I was like, stop.
She's what? Yeah. I love
I was
her.
Like, everyone always tells me that I'm Izzy because she's fucking blonde and annoying.
That's
like,
very true.
And I'm like, but Addison is like, I'm not going to take shit from you. And also, I'm probably going to like tell you that I don't like you. And also, I'm going to maybe sleep with you.
Who would I be?
Also, I want money.
Who would I be?
You give Lexi vibes for sure.
Thank you so much.
You give Lexi vibes. You give. You're going to be mad about this.
I'm already sorry. Pissed.
You give April post sleeping with Jackson vibes.
I think I do too.
Okay, cool.
I think I do too.
But not like annoying, like, I'm from Ohio.
No. Oh, no, but if I was in that, I think about this.
Yeah, you
would
do that.
We have to.
I know.
Can we just make, we can keep this in. Can Matt just like skip this part? Just can you fast forward? No, we'll cut this part out and cut from here.
5 minutes later.
There are also two characters right
you
now.
You would be Meredith.
You think I'm Meredith?
I think you're Meredith.
Wait, thank you.
I think you are Meredith. I think you're Meredith.
I think that I have like a mix.
With Addison and a little bit of like Karev.
No. I would say Christina.
Yeah. No.
You don't think I'm a little bit Christina?
No.
Well, because Christina's like,
You're not Christina. You, okay, I'm offended. I'm sorry. You have Meredith vibes. You
I have Izzy vibes.
Izzy vibes.
I have Arizona vibes a little bit.
You have
too.
Arizona vibes. I'm just about to be
so
like.
So Matt's roommate thinks that he's very Arizona, but I don't think that he's.
I could see it.
I don't
actually.
Think he's not put together enough
if
to
I
be
may,
Arizona to be completely.
I've only talked or like met Matt when I've been like kind of drunk.
Isn't he wonderful?
But I've been like I've not met or talked to him sober at all. So, Matt, it'll be wonderful to meet you one day. Like I still don't know you. But from, like, talking with him at my, like, heightened state, I say Arizona for sure.
I think he's, like, an Arizona George Derek.
I just really do
he
not
has Derek vibes.
See George, but you know him better than me.
He's
like,
George because he's, like, wants so hard to please everybody. And he's, like, and he gets so frustrated when he does it. And he's, like,
I just don't see him as being passive, though. And I think that George is really passive.
He's definitely not passive, but I think that, like...
That's why I think that Arizona comes in.
Yeah, I get that.
Anyway, not to go on this Grey's Anatomy tangent.
Okay, I literally love Grey's Anatomy. We can talk about it forever.
We should have done a recap of that.
Okay, on the horizon.
Oh, no, I can't possibly be asked to, like, go through all of that again.
You can just every once in a while bring it up because I'm watching it with Matt.
Yeah.
You can be like, okay, so how's watching?
You have to let me know how season 6 is.
Oh my god, I know. I'm excited. Well, season 4 doesn't really have an exciting finale.
I don't even remember season 4. Okay, I'll
it's
watch.
It's like the introduction to Lexi.
I'll watch the end of season 6. Yeah, I'll watch a season 6 finale.
Oh my god.
Like,
wow.
Like when you guys do. And then, and then have Matt on. And we'll talk about that, like, season finale. Because that is just. I definitely am April and who did you say? Alexi. I definitely identify with those characters.
There's also two characters that are currently on Grey's Anatomy.
If you say Joe, I'll kill myself.
No, it's not Joe. But also, I need you to know that Joe is one of the best characters right now. And Joe was my least favorite character for like 4 seasons. And then suddenly, she became so important to me.
Okay.
I love Joe.
All right.
But I'm not going to say Joe. There's two characters on there that I think that you emulate. One of them is actually a boy, but you give the personality is there.
Can you show me a clip? Like,
his name is Schmidt.
Schmidt?
Well, his last name is Schmidt.
Oh my god, that's like a New Girl.
Correct. Also, the other day, Jocelyn was watching New Girl, and she was like, who do you think you would be on New Girl? And I was like, I think I'd kind of be Schmidt. And she was like, what?
I can see it.
That's what I said too.
Wait, do you watch New Girl?
I've watched a lot of it.
New Girl, I think, is so fucking funny. You would be Schmidt.
That's what I said. And
I fucking love Max Greenfield. I think he's a comedic genius.
I don't know why. She was like, he's too, like, what did she say? She was like, he's too, like, prissy, like, stuck up to
what?
Me. And I was like, what? I was like, that's literally me.
That's your, yeah.
She was like, well, he does this thing where it's like, I forget what it was.
I mean, he mispronounces words. He goes like, pants. Say like, ode.
He's like, there's a mouse? Or like, you know what I mean? Like, he's very much like that. And I'm like, what? Like, that is me. Yeah, just like a little Jewish boy.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And he's gay. I love him. He's actually the first gay character, like the gay, first gay male character on Grey's Anatomy.
Cool.
And it took like 15 seasons.
Wonderful. Love it.
I will say, TV is the one time where I feel like gay women are much more valued than gay men.
Interesting.
And that's like a hill I'll die on.
Yeah.
I will say that it's a poor representation of gay women.
Do you think?
But I think that still gay women have been accepted on TV for much longer than gay men in a non-comedic way.
Do you think, I can agree with that, but do you also think that it's just the shows that you've been watching? Like you don't, like, you watch very specific kind of shows.
Sure, but I think, yes, but I also think that, like, even just, like, knowing TV shows and, like, characters that they've had on it, like, they, up until recently, they didn't, like, dive into what a gay male like a gay man mm-hmm. goes through unless it was a show about gay men. You know what I mean? Like
I agree
like
with
queer
you.
As folk obviously dealt with all kinds of like queer people, but like, or Will and Grace, like, but it was a very clear dichotomy between the comedic gay man and the passing straight gay man. And that was the bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then, like, there are shows.
I also don't think, so sorry, I don't want to interrupt you. No, also, right. Like, talking about Will and Grace really quickly, I also just, like, their relationship was very, like,
toxic.
Husband-wifey in the way that you're, like,
it's kind of
they
gross.
Should be, like, it's not, I, like, I feel like if you and I lived together, I don't, like, we wouldn't be like
Jack
that.
We'd be Jack and Karen.
Yes! Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I don't know. I thought their relationship was not a gay...
When my mom would watch Will and Grace, I literally would... I didn't know that Will was gay until, like, because I didn't understand gay people. Like, when she would, like, watch it, like, you know, I was like, oh
my
God,
I'm Jack.
I know, we would be. Me and Zoe always said that we would be Jack and Karen for Halloween, but then we were like, no one would know. We'd just be dressing normal.
No, you'd have to be like, oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no, like, costume for Jack and Karen. Like, yeah. We'd just show up, and then they'd be like, who are you? And
you'd have to be like, just
Karen.
Jack.
Yeah. But.
And I'd, like, walk around with martini glass.
Right. But, so that's an example. But then, like, when you think about, like, relationships in TV shows,
yeah.
They've always been beautiful lesbian women. Again, not a bad representation of gay women, because obviously gay women come in all shapes, sizes, looks, anything. But, like, it was a very, an idealistic version of a lesbian for a man.
I was just about to say, watch. I feel like, especially, like girl-on-girl action.
Yeah.
It's overly sexualized for
exactly.
Men's pleasure. So I feel like the depictions of lesbian relationships, I think they're toxic in... with men's and women's.
Yeah.
Like gay.
It is.
Like,
oh,
like,
totally.
Like, but in different ways. Whereas, like, men, hetero men are afraid of, like, the gay relationships, so they, like, make it jokey and, like, whatever, and then men get turned on by lesbian relationships, so then they, like, over-sexualize
right.
it. So I feel like they both just have kind of, like, a shitty
oh.
depiction. But I think we're fixing that. You know what? And I hear me out. Please. Can you hear me out? Mm-hmm. You're going to finish Fleabag. And if it helps, we can watch it together. Like, I just, like, I want to help you.
I want to help you.
And then you're going to watch Broad City.
Right.
I really do think you should watch Barry as well, because I think it's along the lines of something you, like, Search Party, where it's
yeah,
a very dark comedy, where it's very serious.
Have you started that?
Oh, I finished
Party?
Season 2.
Search Party? So
I'm on
good,
season
right?
3. It's amazing. You know me so well. It's a perfect show for me.
Wait, is this since we talked, like, I recommended it? I didn't know that you were watching it.
No, yeah, you told me to watch it, so
oh
I did.
Oh my God, okay, wait, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, you told me to watch it, so I did. But I really, and I know that you, like, don't, like, love to watch comedies. I know this.
I know this about you.
But together, like, when we're together, I think you and I should watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine together. And let me hear you
I
out.
I want to at some point, I really
because
do.
It's not, it, first of all, it has such a diverse cast, and it makes me so happy, and... It has, just mainly for the reason that I think I'm Charles Boyle and you're Gina Linetti.
No,
like, you're
it.
Chelsea Peretti. And I send you clips sometimes because there's that one thing.
I do love Chelsea Peretti.
Where he's like, I have a job for you. She's like, all right, but I'll have you know I'll only fly first class. And he's like, I'm not flying you anywhere. And she just goes, oh. And like so confused, like, you're not, then I don't understand what you would want if you're not flying me anywhere. It's so funny. And I think that they're we are... them like I think, and I just think that I want to watch it with you
right,
for that to
right.
reason but agreed. Also I do think that it's a really you're talking about gay relationships and like this isn't a spoiler you find out in the very first episode but the captain is like a very straight-laced like by the book like captain he is black and he is gay and has a loving husband and their relationship
uh-huh.
is like the perfect relationship and like Andy Samberg's character like loves and respects him so much like a father. It's like a very beautiful like relationship where it's like, yes, two men can be together. Everything is fine. It's not what his character is about. It's
right.
just a thing about him, which I think is really important because...
And it's more normal.
I think that, yeah, because I think that also like with like a lot of gay stories, that's their whole personality
right.
is that they are like struggling to like come out. But it's not. Like that's just your sexual preference. You
no.
are...
I didn't have that.
Yeah, like, you, like, live your own, And I just think it's, like, really refreshing and nice. Yeah. So I think you would also, like, enjoy that aspect of it.
I do want to watch that. I also am committed. I'm committing to myself at some point to fully watch The Office and Parks and Rec. Because I've seen a lot of both. I will. I've seen a lot of both, but I've never, like, had the desire to be like, okay, I'm going to watch it from the beginning. One day, I'm going to. I promise.
Hey.
We're just going to keep having to recommend shows to each other. But really quick, before we wrap up, Search Party. So good.
Let me just say, I think that the first season of Search Party is a perfect season of a show.
Exactly.
I think that everything about it is perfect. I think the way it's shot, the acting, the characters, I think that it is perfect. I think that it is perfect. And I just finished season two. I will say Search Party makes me a little anxious, mm-hmm. and I normally don't watch TV during the day. I only watch it at night to fall asleep, and I can't watch it before I fall asleep because I have really weird dreams. So when I remember to watch TV during the day, I'll have that on. Mm-hmm. So I just finished season two, but I also watched the monologue where What's-His-Face, and he's like, I don't want to work. No, I just don't want to work. And I've never related to anything more in my entire life.
Those two characters might be two of the funniest characters to ever be written on TV.
Yes.
Like, Alexis and David are iconic, and they truly have paved
they're number
the
ones.
Way.
Yeah. They paved the way.
But these two characters are, like, what I would say is, like, thank God that Alexis and David were created as characters because now these characters exist. They are so funny.
And I also,
cannot believe them.
Amazing actors. Like, when his hair starts falling out.
Oh, iconic.
Iconic. Iconic. It is,
And she's like, wait. She's, like, such a bad actress. Well, like, she's a brilliant actress, but, like, the character is such a bad actress. It's so good.
I think she, as the actress, is an incredible actress because there was that scene where the director was like, call her and like say like what you just said and like her face when she
that was season two?
Yeah. I could not, it was like that was it for me. She won an award for me. Like that was top notch, top dollar. I think it's a stunning show.
I think it's so good.
Truly, so good.
It also just, like, gets, like, more and more, like, exciting. That's what I love about it is that, like, it really gives you, like, the drama of, like, a drama series.
But it makes you laugh.
But it's so funny.
Then you're going to like Barry. Barry does the same exact thing. I think I've said what it's about before, but I'm going to say it again really quick. It's about a man who's a hired assassin. Mm-hmm. And he needs to kill someone who's in an acting class. So he sits in on the acting class. And then falls in love with acting and wants to be an actor and he doesn't want to kill anymore. But it's fucking... I just love...
Bill Hader.
I fucking forgot his name. I love Bill Hader so much. Like, there's nothing Bill Hader... He's in an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine and I literally pissed my fucking pants the first time I saw it.
I love him in Trainwreck. Have you seen The Flight Attendant?
No.
That's very similar to that. That's really good. It's a very much like, it's like Search Party in the sense where it's like dramatic but very funny.
I love
Also, Desperate Housewives is like a classic version of that and you should watch it.
I'm not touching Desperate Housewives or the one about the high school. What is that? You said it was like Gossip Girl but sweeter. One Tree Hill?
One Tree Hill.
I'm not touching those shows. Until you've gotten through at least Broad City.
That is fair. I'm just saying, at some point, you will watch them. And that's what I have to say about that.
All right. Well, on that note.
But I do really like Fleabag.
I'm glad. And I knew you would. Fleabag. I'm not going to suggest you watch anything I think you
would
like.
No, of course not. I would not do the same for you. Ever. Okay, well, I can't wait to talk about Grey's Anatomy more because, like, that's really, like, my niche.
Okay, well, I can't wait for you to finish Fleabag. I can't wait for you to get to season two. Anyways.
I'm excited.
If you want, wait, I want to watch the first episode of season two with you.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll finish season one and then I'll let you know.
Yep.
I'll text you updates.
Yeah. Please.
It's mostly just like the time. It's like when I tell you that I don't have time, I truly believe.
And I understand that kind of.
I work.
Me too.
No, you don't.
Well,
you are busy, but when you're busy, you get to watch TV. When I'm busy, I don't.
You're right. You're right.
You know what I mean?
You're right. If you want to email us, you can email us at drinkwinespilltea@gmail.com, or you can follow us on any of our social medias.
Our Instagram is @drinkwine_spilltea, and our Twitter is @drinkwinespilltea with the letter T, not the word.
Also, give us a rate, give us a review.
Subscribe.
On that note, cheers.
Peace, Homo sapien. May finish your wine.
I am.
Okay.